New FM is local as, and you're waking up with Tyler and Crevo.
New FM.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Monday. Hello, Tyler.
Hello.
How are you today?
Very well.
Ready to take things on for the week?
As ready as I can be for a Monday morning.
You're very matching today.
I know. I actually caught myself in the mirror on the way out of the house, and I looked nude.
Well, it's all that sort of...
I'm like, very beige.
It's like the colour of like bras that women wear to not be seen under the clothes.
Nude bras.
Exactly.
I look nude. Yep.
Good morning, Elle, in the newsroom. Hello. How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm good. Pretty
excellent.
Good for a Monday.
How was that early alarm for you this morning, Elle?
Do you know what? So weird. I actually woke up 15 minutes before it went off, and I was like, oh, well, I'll just get up.
Time to get up. I hate that.
That's your genius brain kicking in.
It is.
I hate it.
You need to tap that. And then you capture all of the ideas that are there.
You watch tomorrow, it will not be the same.
Yeah, she'll be late tomorrow.
No, that's how you invent things like the iPad.
You guys, don't manifest that for me.
What, inventing the iPad?
No, waking up late.
Ah, right, sorry.
Okay. Bad juju.
Yeah, don't do that. We've got a great show planned for this morning. Next, though, we will be catching up with Elle to have a little chat about all of the local news stories and dive a little deeper on those as you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo here at New FM.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
Oh, now, Elle, a couple of fishos had to be rescued over the weekend. What happened there?
They did. Well, I mean, obviously, it was a beautiful day yesterday, so off they went to Shoal Bay. But the dangers of rock fishing, these two guys, one of them in their 60s, ended out on an isolated offshore rock platform. Yeah, not a good position to be in. Anyway, hours passed, or I don't know how long they were out there for, but basically... came time to come in and they realised they couldn't get back. One of them's injured, leg injuries, ended up having to call Westpac Rescue Helicopter. Not ideal.
No, so is that like, do you reckon they walked out there low tide and then the tide's come up and now they can't cross the water bit?
I mean,
is
that's
that what
it
is?
Sounds like. Yeah. Happened to me.
So lucky that we've got the Westpac Rescue Helicopter as a resource.
Oh, aren't we ever? I mean, they do amazing work.
Don't they?
And shout out to them.
And I feel like where we live in the Waratah Manor, near the Marta, we hear that thing flying over our house all of the time. They are busy.
Yeah, that's... Well, they're out rescuing people.
Totally.
You got to be careful while rock fishing is the big lesson here.
Yes, and I think now you always have to wear a life jacket, don't you?
Yeah, well, you're supposed to.
Yeah.
I know.
Do it.
Yeah, hurry up and do it.
Everyone do it.
Definitely.
Now, moving on to some sports, Elle. A few local stars in the Pro League tournament yesterday in the hockey.
Yes, there are. We're not bad at hockey here in the Hunter. We've got Mariah Williams, who went to school here, and she basically went to, the Birmingham Games over last year, and yeah, basically got silver medal, but they're back playing in Australia now. The Pro League tournament's being played at Sydney Olympic Park. It's a mini tournament. Australia, Germany and China are playing each other. Anyway, faced Germany yesterday, 3-0, absolutely smashed them.
Huge win.
Wow, that's awesome.
Mariah, she had a great one. She was unlucky, I think. She came away. She didn't end out getting any goals, but she bloody deserved one.
Is she set up to be Australia's second most famous Mariah?
Who's the first?
I mean, who's the first?
Well, good question, actually.
Because Mariah Carey ain't Australian.
In my mind, she was for a second but she's definitely not.
She's not.
She would be Australia's most famous Mariah then.
She would be.
That's brilliant.
Totally.
From our area.
Yeah, local.
Excellent.
Love that.
We love it.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for that. More news headlines, of course, at 5:30. 6:30,
I was
going to say.
Get ahead of yourself.
At 5:30 with Elle. Next, though, we're just going to sort of repack some of the things we've done earlier in the week.
Yeah, the funniest bits.
Exactly. We'll do that for you in just a few minutes as you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo here at New FM. Tyler, little hidden gem in our region I've got to tell you about.
Yeah, where'd you go?
So Friday night, my cousin and his wife and I and Emmy, we all met up at this place called Bar Sol or Sole.
Oh,
I'm not sure which it is. It has the little thing above it to make it should be pronounced
Sole.
But I've heard multiple people call it Bar Sol.
Is that just that our Boganic traits getting in the way of pronouncing something correctly?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it should be Sole.
I thought so too.
Anyway.
This is in Tyres Hill, isn't it?
Yeah, it's in Tyres Hill, just near that little railway bridge situation, like near Equium sort of.
On Maitland Road, yep.
Yeah, so it used to be just a cafe, regular cafe stuff, Eggs Benny. Oh, surprised me. You got a waffle, did you? Good stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, for years I thought, oh, should try it. Well, it's a year or so that it's been open. Never did because I'm just always on the move.
Worth it.
And now it's no longer that sort of breakfast cafe thing going on. What's happened is this is a bit of goss for you, right?
Yeah.
So one of the pizza chefs from Napoli has I think they're defected. And they grabbed a couple of pizza ovens on a trailer and they've put them there and now they're doing crusty Napoli style pizzas.
Yum.
And it is yum. It was so good.
Well, remember when we spoke to Dunny who was taking over Massa Madre? He was like, until Massa Madre opens, go to Bar Sol.
Yeah, well, that's
Soleil.
It. Yeah, well, however it's however pronounced.
However you choose to pronounce
it. You can choose pick your own adventure. It's like Goosebumps.
Yeah.
So, look, highly recommended. Had a nice little pear and rocket salad as
yum.
Well. Oh, it was awesome. That's BYO too, which is right near the Tice Hill Cellars.
Handy.
Craft beers.
That
yes,
Tice
please.
Hill Cellars is so good as well, isn't it?
I know. Delicious. So, yeah, if you're looking for a nice little pizza day, it's got a real cool, boho vibe.
I like the look of it driving past every time.
Yeah, I think they got some. Actually, I think they got some of the cool stuff from the shop. Their early days when they were opening.
That's cool.
Yeah, so I saw a few little things. I was like, yeah, we sold them that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So, yeah, definitely worth checking out if you want, a cute pizza date with a highly recommended pizza. Elle is in next with the Hunter's Local Newsroom and a bit of information about some more money for a local organisation, basically.
The Hunter Volunteer Centre. Yeah, they've been thrown a lifeline by the federal government.
So we're going to find out all about that just a couple of minutes off.
This is Tyler and Crevo. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
And after 6 o'clock, $50 fuel cards up for grabs with three of a kind. Very simple. We say three things and basically you can win $50 worth of fuel if you can figure out the theme.
Totally. Now, up next, Crevo, on Friday we were talking about whether or not Marcus, my partner, and I could take a case of beer to a first birthday party.
That's right. The debate.
I don't think it's appropriate, but we'll see how it all plays out up next.
Exactly. So you're waking up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo.
Now, on Friday, Crevo, we were having a discussion about whether or not it's appropriate to take a whole case of beer to a first birthday party. I didn't think it was appropriate. You, on the other hand, and the boys thought it was fine. Here's how it all went down.
Tyler Crevo are the Novos.
Now, we are asking on 4967 4105 if a case of beer at a first birthday party is too much. Marcus, my partner, thinks it's totally fine. We've got a first birthday tomorrow. He's like, yeah, I'm taking a case of beer with the boys.
I think it's fine because it's at a rugby club. That's what you got to remember. You're not just in some backyard lolly bags. The kid's a bit older, you know. It's a one-year-old. They're not going to remember.
Yeah, but I just think it's a bit much. It's in the middle of the day. It's at midday. I just think it's a bit much.
All right. Well, that's your opinion. I've got mine. I'm sticking with Marcus on this one. I'm starting with him.
Let's go with Kayla first from Raymond Terrace. Hey, Kayla.
Hi, how are you going?
Very well. Now tell us, do you think it's right or wrong to take a whole case of beer to a first birthday party?
No alcohol at a first birthday party.
None at all?
No.
So we're both wrong on this one.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Why so?
I just don't think it's required. It's a first birthday party. Why do you need to drink alcohol at a first birthday party?
Yeah, you're
good
right.
Good point. Well made.
Very valid point.
Okay, so one for team none of us.
Let's go to Mark in Rutherford next. Hey, Mark.
Hey, how are you going?
Very well, mate. Now tell us, do you think a case of beer at a first birthday is good or not good?
It's good. How else are you going to get through it?
Yeah, exactly right. Good point, well made. Absolutely right. 100%.
I don't know, some cake and some fairy bread maybe?
Yeah, but then I've got five kids myself, so I've got to get through it.
Okay, fair enough.
You know what? You make a good point, and you've got more experience than both of us put together.
You're really making having kids sound real good to us at the moment too as well. Let's go to Mary in Warners Bay next. Hi, Mary.
Hi, how are you going?
Very well. Now tell us, do you think a case of beer at a first birthday is too much?
Take that carton of beer, Marcus.
Smart, absolutely right.
Why do you think so, Mary?
Oh, it's summer, and you've got to enjoy yourself, and I'm sure he'll share those beers.
Exactly. He will. It's all the lads there from his hometown. They'll be having a good time.
Absolutely.
Mary just wants the address. Mary's like, yeah, absolutely.
Bring your own case of beer, though, because there'll be none going around.
Oh, please.
Let's go to Beck in Charlestown. Hey, Beck.
Hey, how you going?
Good. Now tell us, do you think a case of beer at a first birthday is too much?
Nah, 100% you need to take it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have just been whitewashed here, Beck. Why so?
Look, for my eldest daughter's first birthday, we had a keg and a spit roast.
Oh, my God, a
how
keg.
How good's your parties, by the way? That sounds amazing.
I had to celebrate. I got through the first year.
Yeah, you know that's what? For you, though, Beck. Marcus has done none of the heavy lifting. He doesn't really need to have a whole case to celebrate a first birthday.
Does. I reckon he does. And it seems like everyone is Team Marcus except for Kayla, who might have been a bit of a prude, but... You know what?
And me.
Yeah, your opinions are valid. You two can go off on your own party with no drinks and Marcus and I'll hang out.
I wouldn't mind just like one glass of bubbles.
Yeah.
You just don't need to overdo it.
It's not. It's all the boys all in the hometown all together again.
I'm surrounded by alcoholics.
No, you're not. It's just a stunning weekend in the making.
Yeah, like Mary said, summer.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Just a good enough excuse to have a whole case of beer without the party.
I'd want to go to the one with the spit roast.
Yeah,
that's what
too.
I'm saying.
And the keg.
You're waking up with Inovo's Tyler and Crevo, and on Friday, Tyler, I thought I'd test out, well, basically how gullible you are, because I noticed a few things, little gaps in your knowledge here and there. You're mostly a very intelligent person. But
there are cracks.
So we played a little game of two truths and a lie. Here's how it all went down on Friday.
Tyler and Crevo are the Novos.
All right, so... Two truths and a lie. This is, of course, where I tell you three things.
Yep.
Only one of them is a lie, and you've got to figure out which one it is. Now, this has all come about because I've realised over the past month of getting to know you behind the scenes and on the air.
Yeah.
Sometimes the things you say, like, where did that come from? Right, here's an example from yesterday when we were talking about how bull semen can be very expensive. In fact, Australia had a record for the most expensive, and you had a weird idea about what they're using it for. Look at a big bull or a cow, they're like, oh, it's got a nice straight back, look at that. Give them 24 grand for a couple of straws of semen, let's go.
So I'm still just drawn to the cost of the semen. Like, I thought that's they were, like, putting it in vaccines or something.
What vaccines do you think are full of bull semen?
I don't know. It might be like a good mixer or something.
I still don't understand why you thought that was the case.
Just, like, I don't understand science. Maybe someone else in science does understand that maybe you use bull semen for that.
Then there was also the situation the other day. We had a bit of a leak in the roof here at the radio station.
Oh, yeah.
And the water was coming out. Yellow.
Looked like wee.
It did a little bit. And it was into, well, you could see it extra well because it was dripping into a white bucket.
Yeah, gross.
So you could see really well. And our technician here at the radio station went, oh, it's probably because it's dripping through the bats.
And I was like, ew, do we have dead bats in the roof? There's bat juice
that's
coming out of
yellow.
It. That's gross.
And he went, no, the insulation bats.
I was like,
they're
oh.
yellow. Roof
that
isn't full of bats.
Sense. Well, I mean, I wouldn't put it past this old building.
Well, it's a possibility, but extremely unlikely. All right, so here we go. Two truths and a lie. I'm going to tell you three things. Only one of them is not true.
Hit me.
Now, based on the science situation, let's go with inventions.
Okay.
Okay, the first one. Here we go. The paperclip was invented by Samuel B. Fay... by bending a piece of wire that he'd found on his desk. It was originally intended for attaching tickets to fabric, but then later was found to be useful for putting stacks of paper together.
Okay.
Second one.
Yep.
Fairy floss was invented in 1824 when scientist Dr. Alfred Meakin was trying to create a more environmentally friendly cushion stuffing using sugarcane. Some accidentally went into his mouth and he realised it tasted good, hence the invention of fairy floss.
Okay.
Number three. The rubber band was invented by Thomas Hancock in England in 1843 when Hancock simply got a rubber bottle from America and sliced it into thin slices, and that was invented to hold bundles of letters together.
I think the lie is the rubber band one.
Unfortunately, that is incorrect.
Ah, no!
It's the fairy floss.
Damn it! Did you make up the fairy floss one?
Yeah, of course.
That was elaborate. That was good. You got me.
It wasn't just making cushion stuffing. I didn't care about the environment, the 1800s.
Gee, that's a dead giveaway, isn't it?
It's so true.
I thought that was legit.
Oh, well, we might revisit that. Because what I'm finding here is, firstly, you don't know heaps about science.
No idea.
Second, a little bit gullible.
Totally.
1, 2, 3.
With Tyler and Crevo on New FM. This is the Novos 3 of a Kind.
Yeah, that's right. Very simple game and your chance to win $50 fuel cards. You want to get your hands on these. All you have to do is figure out what the theme is between the three things we give you.
Should we do a little test run now?
You going to test me?
Yeah, should we do it?
Yep, let's do it.
All right. Apple, Nokia, Samsung.
Crevo.
What are they?
Phone brands.
Yep.
Done it.
$50 is all yours. Wow. You've got to do it 2 more times.
Yeah, and against someone else. So
yes. We
do need a couple of contestants here. 4967 4105. If you'd like to play 3 of a Kind and win $50 worth of free petrol on us. It's that easy.
Call now. We're doing it next.
You're waking up with the Novos. Tyler and Crevo. New FM.
1, 2, 3.
With Tyler and Crevo on New FM. This is the Novos 3 of a Kind.
Yeah, that's right. Very simple game, and you can win $50 worth of fuel. All you need to do is figure out what the theme is between the three things that we tell you. We've done a little example before. Let's do one more, shall we?
All right, do you want me to do it to you? Want me to test you?
Test me out.
Macca's, KFC, Red Rooster.
Crevo.
What are they?
They'd be fast food restaurants.
See, you're all over it.
Yeah, very simple. Let's meet our contestants for this morning.
We've got Donna in Raymond Terrace up first. Hi, Donna.
Hi, good morning.
How are you today?
Oh my God, no. Donna. Are you there? That's all right. Let's meet Emma at Nelson Bay. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. Well, you'll be taking on someone in just a minute. We'll see if we've got Donna back. You there? Oh, Donna. What's going on?
No, Donna. Oh, we've lost Donna.
Let's see who this is, shall we? Hang on. Who do we have here? New FM. Good morning.
It's Donna. I just got disconnected.
Oh, we got you back.
Donna back.
Awesome.
Yay!
All right. Get yourself off speaker there if you can. And it's Donna versus...
Emma.
Donna Emma. Versus Emma. The battle for the ages. Oh, my God. We got there in the end.
All right. Shall we get underway
with
the first one? All right. Don't forget, ladies, your names are your buzzers. Let's hit the first one. Femur, tibia, fibula.
Donna.
Oh, Donna, what do you think it is?
Are they equipment to save you?
Absolutely wrong, unfortunately.
They would be leg bones.
Bones in your legs.
To practice some anatomy, but let's move on to the next
one. We would have also just taken bones in general, but
okay.
It is what it is.
That's funny.
It's all good.
All right.
Let's go to the next one. Let's go Google, Bing, Ask Jeeves.
Donna, I'll have a guess.
I think that was Emma. I think Emma got
Emma,
in first.
What do you think it is, Emma?
Search engine?
Sure is. Well done. One on the board.
All right, next one. Peanut butter, Nutella, Vegemite.
Donna.
Oh, Donna. What is it?
Spreads.
Indeed.
That is correct. Are we one apiece here?
We are one apiece. This is the tiebreaker, ladies.
Everything to play for here. The $50 fuel card on the line.
Kirk's, Pepsi, Coca-Cola.
Donna.
Emma.
Oh, that was Donna.
Donna, what is it?
Soft drinks.
Indeed.
That is correct. Oh, my God. $50 worth of fuel. Emma, can we get you back tomorrow?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Ah, awesome. Very good.
Lock it in. We'll get you on. $50 worth of fuel is all yours. Emma, well done. I mean, not Emma. I buggered that up. Donna, well done. We'll get Emma back tomorrow.
That's what we were trying to say. Hey, up next, we are talking about Zac Efron.
Loves to lick a cat.
Apparently, absolutely froths it, which is weird behaviour by him, but we'll chat more about it in minutes. Tyler and Crevo, don't forget, Cash Tracks is back today. 8 o'clock, our first Cash Track, and they're worth $105 each. You've got to write them down. Title and artist, if you want to win yourself lots of money.
Free money. Now, Zac Efron has been, I think he's in Melbourne at the moment, so he's kind of been in the tabs a little bit. And there's this podcast called This One Friend by a woman that goes by the name of Perry Cap. She has alleged that her mate was with Zac Efron for a hot minute and the man couldn't get enough of her, which I find is nice.
Yeah, that is good. I mean,
he's only human.
Yeah, that's right. He's just doing what he does.
So Perry Cap, the host of this podcast, said, I have this one friend who was hooking up with Zac Efron for a while. She was one of those... Yeah, right. But she also did say that she was one of those people that hangs out with a lot of celebrities, so she was heaps chill about it. She was just like, oh, yeah, I've been hanging out with Zac Efron.
Been
no
seeing him, yeah.
She, so this Perry, she started digging for more information. She was like, I beg your pardon. And she was like looking for like some dirt.
Right.
This is basically all that she got out of her.
Ugh, he was always going down on me.
She sounds like that's a bad thing.
Well, yeah, she doesn't seem happy with the fact that he just kept licking on her cat, which is a weird behaviour, to be fair.
But if Zac Efron likes cats, then
go
lick
for
away.
It. Lick away, yeah, I guess so. I mean, it's a bit of a furball to be had potentially. But
totally.
That's just a danger of licking cats, isn't it?
There are also worse things that your partner could be doing.
Well, yeah, I would have thought so.
I don't want to yuck anyone's yums, but I think licking a cat's pretty good.
Apparently not for her, and it just shows you that there's a broad variety of what people are into.
Do you know
it?
What I think Zac Efron's real name should be now?
What is that?
Zac Mafron.
It's so true.
The Novos with Tyler and Crevo. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
Just after 7 o'clock, you could be $475 richer as well with our trivia check.
One question stands between you and the cash. How good is that for Monday?
Just, it's awesome. Just one trivia question. You get that right, you win the money.
You're a winner.
Simples. Compare the market. next, though... I saw something quite innovative over the weekend.
Yeah.
So I was driving up past the Marta, just, you know where there's that, like, I don't know what it's called, but it's like off-brand BP servo.
The Metro.
I don't think it's even Metro. It's green light BP. You're sort of going up the hill towards there. And I saw this lady crossing the road, and she had what I'm calling her kid was being cape carried. Now, what I mean by this is the kid was just had his two hands around her neck and then, like, legs dangling down behind. And I was like, that's actually genius because you're carrying your kid but your hands are free.
Right.
So she's crossing a busy road, getting across there, and she's still got two free hands. She could do anything she wanted with
it. She's being choked.
She could be on her phone. She could, like, eat a chicken drumstick. She could be doing anything she wanted, wave at passers by. And I thought, geez, you know what? That's innovation here in Newcastle in its finest. And that's why we are an innovative city.
You think?
Yeah, I thought it's genius. So this is, like, I said this to you earlier, and you're like, that's not safe.
It's not safe. There's so many possibilities for things to go wrong.
You say that, but really, though, how bad could it be?
This woman could have dropped the kid.
Nah,
the kid could have let go of her throat.
It's
this
fine.
Woman could have been choked.
It's fine. You're worrying about nothing. I was like, this is innovation at its finest.
Not sure.
Okay, this is what we want to do here, right? 4967-4105. Safe or not, cape carrying a kid.
Not safe.
I reckon it's genius, innovative.
Not
this is
safe.
The type of thinkers we need in Newcastle and the Hunter.
Not safe.
Now, the best callers, of course, through today are in the draw for tickets to Maitland Show.
Oh, how good is this?
Family passes up for grabs.
Yep.
4967-4105. Is it safe or not, cape carrying a kid?
Not safe.
Innovation. It's very safe and cool. Waking up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo, and a bit of a debate that's forming here because, yeah, I was driving, you get off Griffiths and then onto Lambton Road.
Up towards the Marty, yeah?
Yeah, there's like that little hilly bit,
yes.
Sort of a few curves and stuff.
Yep.
And I think it's now called Enhance is the petrol station.
Oh, the servo there
the
on the right.
The off-brand BP, as
yep.
I was calling it. It's
yep.
called Enhance.
Yep.
If that's your business, good morning to you. hope you become a sponsor of the show.
G'day.
And anyway, I was going past that. It's quite like fast and turny there. Like
and windy, yeah. People come flying through there.
It feels like it faster than the road speed limit should be.
It does.
It's one of those roads. And anyway, I see this lady walking across and the kid is just hanging off her neck. She's not even doing that thing where the two hands are under the legs to make it a proper piggyback.
Like a piggyback, yeah.
And I was like, what a genius this lady is. She's worked out a new way to carry a kid. And she's also, like, been able to cross the road safely on a busy road.
So let me...
Hands free.
Let me paint this picture in my own mind. Yeah. So the kid is hanging off the back of her, only holding on to her by the neck and then just dead weight hanging off her back.
Yeah.
And how big was the kid?
Oh, like a... I don't know, primary school?
So,
five years old to 8 years old, maybe?
Right. So big and heavy enough to also walk, but also... Big and heavy enough to break this woman's throat, would you say?
No, she was fine. She was all good.
And she was crossing the road.
Yeah, yeah, because, like, now it's honestly, Tyler, this invention is as big as when they invented, like, the hands-free for phone.
It's just hands-free holding for kids.
Exactly. So this is what we want to do. 4967-4105. Is this safe or is it not?
It's not safe. Not on a busy road like that. Like you said, cars come fanging through there. It is not safe. Hands-free holding of the kids, not safe.
Okay. Best callers on air, and we're going to do this next, are in the draw for Maitland Show Family Passes. We're going to give away one in just a minute.
4967-4105. Is it safe or not safe to carry the kids by your neck?
It's fine. Waking up with the Novos. Tyler and Crevo. A dilemma on our hands because I thought I saw one of the greatest inventions of all time at the weekend. And Tyler, you're saying this is not safe at all.
I think it's a hazard to many locals around town.
Okay, so this lady basically had a 5-year-old kid, I'm guessing the age didn't ask, hanging off her neck while she crossed a busy road. And I was like, how innovative. She can now have two things in her hands, hands-free. It's like the invention of hands-free phone.
It's latched to her throat, could be a hazard, kid could fall off at any time, mother could fall over.
Oh, you're over-dramatising things.
It's a busy road.
It's fine. You can have dangerous. A pork chop in one and a can of Coke in the other and still have a kid on your neck.
So
right?
We are asking on 496. 74105. Is it safe or not? Let's go to Joe first in Cessnock. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how are you?
Very good. Now, do you think this is safe or not?
No, I couldn't think of anything worse than being choke held by my child.
Right.
It's a no from Joe. How do you usually carry your kids?
Oh, when he was younger, it was always on the hip.
Yeah, see?
Oh, sorry. Okay.
The
old
most
school.
Conventional, innovative way.
You can only carry one thing, though, when that's happening. I'm just saying.
Yeah, no
Joe.
Pork chops.
But at least I can breathe.
Oh, that's true. Well, you do make a fair point. You make a fair point.
Well made.
All right, so it's one to Tyler at this point.
Let's go to Katie in Cardiff next. Hey, Katie.
Good morning.
Now tell us, do you think this is safe or not?
Look, I think it's copyright, first of all, because there are these little monkeys with Velcro clasps that are out there. So, look, copyright, first of all. Also, I do remedial massage. I'm for it because it's going to hurt your neck, gives me a bit of business. So, yeah, I'm a yes.
Oh, it's one for Team Crevo. Oh, once again, we've settled absolutely nothing. It's one apiece.
It's one apiece. I love that Katie's like, yeah, well, if anyone's going to get injured from it, I'm making bank off it. So, yeah. It's all good.
Exactly right. Smart. You wake it up with the Novos.
Oh, that's awesome.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novos Trivia Check.
All right, of course, this is Newcastle's easiest way to win money, Crevo. $475 up for grabs this morning with our Trivia Check. If you want to have a go at winning this cash... Call now, 4967-4105.
All you have to do is answer one trivia question.
That's it.
One trivia question and you get $475.
What a way to kick off your Monday.
Oh, imagine the hourly rate on that. It'd take tops a minute all in, like giving us a call, hanging around a bit and then do that and then bang, $475.
And my brain stopped working to try and figure out the maths. I can't do it, but just know that it's good.
It's unreal money.
Call now, 4967-4105. Trivia Check up next.
On 105.3 New FM. And, oh, my God, from Swansea right through to Anna Bay, all Newcastle locals will be going mad trying to buy pink tickets today.
Oh, they're on sale today.
Yeah, I think it's like midday or so.
Yep.
Like the Telstra...
The Telstra Gold Early Access.
Yeah, that's the special one if you're... Like, know somebody who has Telstra, which is everyone.
Get on it.
People will be mad for it. Now, I went for a haircut the other day, fresh fades.
Where do you go?
Just in Mayfield.
Yep.
Right on Maitland Road, like just opposite the park. There's a good little barber that I like.
Oh, yeah.
And she has this dog, right, that's always there, which attracts me to the barbershop.
What kind of dog is it?
It's sort of like a, I don't even know, some sort of mix, I reckon, a cattle dog mix with something and something.
Big dog.
Staffy sort of thing all in there. It's very cute dog. It sits on its own chair, like a full height chair, and just watches the world go by and hangs out in the barbershop.
Oh, my God, what a life.
Oh, just amazing, right? So that's been one of the reasons I love going back there, plus good haircut, right?
Hey, you're looking fresh, by the way.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Anyway, I went in there and I sit down. They put the little, you know, towel thing around you or whatever it is. And then I see out the corner of my eye a pigeon. I was like, what? There's a pigeon in your shop. She goes, oh, yeah, no, I rescued it.
Oh, my God. I thought... You know how sometimes when you walk into Woolies or like when you were at school, a magpie or a pigeon would fly into your classroom?
Yeah.
I thought maybe that's what happened.
No, it was a juvenile and apparently it was like falling out of a nest or something.
Can it fly?
Not really.
Okay.
So it's not really at flying stage
yet. So it's not a nuisance to any of her clients.
Well, not really. Like, it literally hopped across onto the little trolley where all the, like, cutting stuff was. And then she like, popped it. She goes, picked it up on her finger. And, like, it hopped back onto the other thing where it lived, behind a towel.
While she was cutting your hair?
Just before.
Okay.
So just had the towel. And then I was like, oh, does the dog not mind? She goes, oh, no, watch this. Picks it up, takes it down to the dog on the chair, and the dog just gives it a little kiss.
That's licked
it on the
cute.
Beak.
That is very cute.
So now there's these two random animals just living free in the shop. The dog's not on a chain or anything.
Question.
Yeah.
Are you concerned about... hygiene, like, did she wash her hands between touching the pigeon and touching? Okay, good. Just
checking. She did. She touched the pigeon and then she washed her hands and then we did the haircut and the pigeon just hung out and watched.
And then so it's not tempted to fly away?
I don't know. It just did. It wasn't at that point. There's no cage or anything. It's just living there.
Hanging out.
Yeah, it was totally fine. It had its little area and like a little tray or something it was on.
It's funny because I have this weird phobia of birds. I'm not sure how I feel about that.
It's a two-animal shop. What do you do?
I'm fine with the dog. Like, I'm so stoked to have a dog at the hair salon.
I don't know if it'll be there forever. I think it's just once it gets older, it'll be on its way.
She's doing a good thing.
Yeah, she goes, oh, I've rescued over 70 birds over my life.
What a legend.
I was like, well, you know what you're doing then, don't you? Better than me.
Also, might just hold off until she's done with the birds till I pay her a visit.
Fine. I'll tell you when it's done.
Thank
when
you
it's
so
gone.
Much.
That's so true. All good. of course, Ellen next with the Hunter's 100% local newsroom.
The Novos with Tyler and Crevo.
New FM.
Would I lie to you?
Yeah, the winning continues here on 105.3 New FM. If you want to walk away with a Maitland Show family pass, call now on 4967 4105. Would I lie to you? Now, this is the game where you play human lie detector. You need to figure out whether or not Crevo is telling a big fat fib or myself.
Yeah,
we both have an item in front of us. And if you can identify the big fat liar, you will take home a Maitland Show family pass happening Feb 17th to the 19th at Maitland Showground. For more info and tickets, visit maitlandshowground.com.au.
4967 4105. Identify who is telling the truth and the passes are all yours.
The Novos with Tyler and Crevo.
New FM.
Would I lie to you?
Yeah, of course, if you want to play human lie detector and walk away with a Maitland Show family pass, the 2023 Maitland Show, February 17th to the 19th at Maitland Showground. For more info and tickets, visit maitlandshowground.com.au. We're playing Would I Lie?
Now, this is very simple. All you need to do is figure out who is telling the truth. Both of us will be saying we've got something in our hands or an object. Only one is true, though. The other one's just made up porky pies.
Correct.
We need to know who is telling the truth. Let's meet our human lie detector for today. It's Kathy.
Hey, Kathy.
Hey. Oh, hey.
How are you?
It's Gabby
from Madawi. Oh, it's Gabby from Madawi. Good. How are you?
Yeah, great. Thank you.
Now, do you feel like that you're confident in being a human lie detector this morning, Gabby?
I am an absolutely dreadful lie detector, but I like the odds, 50-50, right?
Oh, yeah, that's all it is.
Yeah, odds are strong, odds are strong.
Bit of guesswork.
Would you like to go first?
Oh, okay, you know what, Crevo, you go first.
You got it. You want it, you got it. Right? What I got in my hands here is a small jar of body, a small jar of body paint. This is like to put on your face for like face paint, or maybe, you know, if you want to put it all over your body, you can rub it around your nipples. It's up to you. Like, that's what I usually do with it. This, the color is a sort of a blue, a Prussian blue is how I would describe it. Little jar, probably like double the size of a little tin of lip gloss, and white lid, plastic jar.
Perfect. What is the first ingredient listed on the ingredients list?
I don't think you eat it, but it does have... Oh, it does have ingredients. Water. Water is the first one.
Excellent.
All right.
Okay.
Let's move things along to Tyler now.
Not sure why you'd bring body paint to work, you weirdo, but okay. Let's move on to the one that's telling the truth. All right, Gabby, so on the weekend, you might know that my partner Marcus and I, we have a camper van. On the weekend, we are testing out a new, would you call it a vessel of travel? A new way of travel. We actually went to the Harley-Davidson store to give a test run for a motorbike. So I have to look the part in this, Gabby, right? I went to Sourced Vintage in Cook's Hill there on Derby Street and got myself a secondhand Harley-Davidson leather jacket. Now, this doesn't, I don't think it's legit, but it's got like the OG Harley-Davidson print on the front and on the back. It looks like it's been embroidered on, like it's pretty thick. I paid $180 for it. So, I mean, I'm not stingy, but I'm not paying for real leather, you know? I'm vegan friendly. It's size large. It's got a legit Harley Motor Harley Davidson Cycles tag on it. Made in China, though, so not sure if it is legit. But it looks legit. It makes me look the part. Now, I've got it with me, Gabby. I'm going to give it a bit of a rub so you can hear the sound of the genuine, non-genuine leather. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready. Oh.
Can you hear that?
Yeah, I can hear that.
Now, that's me rubbing the lining together, yeah. So it's a bit dodgy.
Tyler's having a rub right now.
There you go.
How did it feel in your hands?
Felt nice and quite buttery, like a nice broken-in leather.
Okay. Now, you've heard the two. Do you got what questions? Do you have any questions for Tyler? You asked me about the ingredients. You got any questions for Tyler?
Yeah, absolutely. Is there... a Harley-Davidson eagle anywhere on it?
There is. So the actual logo itself has got, like, wings on it. Not the full-blown eagle, but on the back, it's got, like, Harley-Davidson kind of, like, arced over the back of your shoulder blades. And then below that is the standard Harley-Davidson motorcycles logo, and that's got some eagle wings coming off the back of that.
Right. Okay.
It's pretty cool.
That is super cool, yeah.
Yeah, I love it. I think I'm going to hold
size
on to it.
Size large?
It's size large. So it's
large?
A bit bigger. Yeah, but if it's like in the winter, I want to be able to fit a hoodie underneath it as well, you know, in the element. It's cold.
Sounds made up to me.
I like a bit of an oversized look, you know?
All right. Now, you've heard all the facts. You've asked the questions. It's decision time. Who is telling the truth?
Oh. It's hard. Prevo, are you telling the truth?
Absolutely right. Well done. Congratulations. You've won yourself a family pass to go off to Maitland Show. You and your family enjoy that, all right?
Oh, that is so cool. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Pleasure. I definitely am not testing out motorcycles, and I'm definitely not purchasing myself a leather jacket. So well done to you, Gabby.
Indeed.
Newcastle's best music now wins you money.
It's 105.3 New FM's $10,000 cash tracks.
Yeah, that's right. This is, of course, your chance to win heaps of money. $105 every single one. You get it right, written down, title and artist. And don't miss any of those featuring artists either.
Yeah,
they'll trip you up.
They're the one percenters. That's the detail that you need. Each song is worth $105, and we are about to push play on the first one. I'm going to give you the title and artist right now.
Here we go. Lizzo,
About Damn Time.
That was in stereo. I love that.
Wasn't it?
One more time. Lizzo, About Damn Time. Write that down. Your first cash track. We just made you $105.
You're welcome.
Be thankful.
Be listening before 9 o'clock. I just want to fill you in on that hot tip.
Yeah, just keep that in mind and your pen and paper handy.
That's all we're going to say.
Exactly.
Right now, though, Creebo, I want to give an honorary mention to the men and women that go and have their daily lunch break at the Bar Beach car park.
What do you mean?
Because I feel like it's probably the ultimate space to have lunch, right? If you've got a lunch break, you don't want to be sitting at your desk. You want to go outside. You want to be enjoying the elements. It's a big space. It's got a great view.
It does.
No one bothers you while you're hooking into your grub either. If you're in your car, no one's asking you to, can you fire off that email? Or can you just double check the kids are all right? No. I'm going to have an hour-long lunch break at Bar Beach car park and enjoy the serenity. It's a good spot, right?
It does. And if you're in your car, it doesn't matter rain or shine.
Exactly.
It's still exciting when there's a big storm on and stuff.
Oh, even better.
Yeah.
Like, you got a show. Now, I feel like I'm also now part of the Bar Beach Lunch Club. I'm always there.
Club.
Yeah, it's a lunch club. I'm always there enjoying my lunch before my swim a day. Get wet, feel good, as you know.
Yeah.
I'll eat my lunch at the Bar Beach car park, go for a dip. Now, I feel like there is a club.
So
right?
Have you noticed, like, the same people again and again?
Yeah.
Is there certain ones? Like, who I imagine is Timmy in his youth.
Yeah, there's heaps of tradies. There's always one bloke in like a big like a dump truck type thing.
Oh, really?
Sucking back a vape hard.
Loves it.
Sitting there, enjoying the serenity.
A little bit of bubble gum. Don't vape, kids.
Yeah, sucking back some cola, like delicious. But the other day, I pulled up next to a bloke hooking into a footlong sub, like not holding back.
Just the meatballs dribbling down his face, like really getting into
all of it. And I'm sitting next to him, hoeing into my pasta. I look like Zoidberg from Futurama, just spaghetti hanging out of my gob everywhere, yep. Right?
Yep.
And I'm mid-mouthful, he's mid-mouthful, we make eye contact, and we just give each other the nod. We're like, yeah, this is
good.
This is premium lunch break, isn't it?
Yeah, good food, good view.
So a big shout-out to the Bar Beach Car Park Lunch Club. I feel like it's a club, and I want to start something.
Okay.
If you're there, even if you're there right now, if you're sitting at Bar Beach car park, enjoying the view, I don't know, maybe having a coffee, having your breakfast.
Well, Brekkie Club, Bar Beach, Brekkie Club, same thing.
It could just be Bar Beach Club.
Yeah.
Bar Beach.
Eating Club.
If you're there right now and you can see someone also sitting in their car, I want you to give them a secret gesture.
Oh, this is exciting. This is our exclusive, yeah?
Give a couple of little tugs on your earlobe. Make eye contact with the person next to you in the car. Give them a little earlobe tug.
Yeah.
See if they do it back. Because if they do it back, that means they're part of the secret club.
I love this. So lunch, breakfast, whenever.
Do it now if you're in the car at Bar Beach car park. If you're there at lunchtime, do it to someone in the car at lunchtime. Let's get this secret club going.
I love a secret club.
Cut little tugs on your earlobe. That's all it needs to be. Make eye contact, go about your day. That's all it needs to be.
And then you'll both know you're in the secret club and there's nothing else you need to say.
Bar Beach secret club. If you want to be a member.
Get involved.
Get involved. Hardcore.
Exactly.
The Novos with Tyler and Prevo.
Came and asked me how I say my name and I was like, Adele.
Adele?
Adele.
Is the cat toy for our cat?
Yes, it is.
And got naked and posted pictures of my...
What's the goss? UFM.
Now, of course, today, Prevo.
Yeah.
It's the moment that we've all been waiting for.
Which is?
The Super Bowl.
Oh, this is huge. Now, it's becoming more and more popular in Australia, isn't it?
Totally. And, I mean, I couldn't give two rats about the actual sports side of it, which is usually what everyone cares for, right?
Same.
I am here for the halftime performance. Now, as we know, we hadn't seen right up until the end of last year, we hadn't seen any new music from Rihanna, and then Rihanna posted new music, and it was like funeral music. So we're a bit sad about that.
Yeah, we weren't into it.
No new music. I mean, of course, she also grew a baby, so we had to
give
her a rest. But now she is back, baby. I mean, she's done no live music either, but today she will be performing the halftime Super Bowl performance. And I feel like if Rihanna wants to start out strong, she has to open the show with this.
Shine bright like a diamond.
I see what you mean.
Do you think like she's got to like capture the audience from the get-go? And I think this, oh.
Imagine that. She's there. There's usually pyrotechnics as well going off in the background.
Yep. And like all the lights, the drone lights flying around in circular motion.
You reckon she'll do that song? She's your pick.
She's got to open with this at the least. And then she's also got to do Run This Town, who also features on that. I think it's Kanye West.
Yeah, okay. Well, they're your picks. I reckon she's going to do S&M.
Yeah, she's got to.
Which is my favourite song of hers. Who knows what the S&M stand for?
Couldn't tell you.
I think it's salmon and monkfish, her two favourite seafoods.
And does that mean that she's going to have some kind of catching material
to catch the
fish?
Or
maybe made of leather and some whips?
It could be. Or like some sort... Oh, that's what that is. I always thought it was a fishing rod in the video.
Yeah, I thought maybe...
Is that a fishing rod with a leather line? I think that's what that is.
Could be.
For catching like multiple fish at once.
Could be. Who do you think, if she will, have any feature performers?
In and amongst it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
I mean, if Kanye had his wits about him, I'd be definitely getting Kanye
in there.
It's not
going to be him. I mean,
in any other circumstance, Kanye and Rihanna on stage together, they've got so many songs together, you'd be mad to miss that opportunity.
Yeah, but good luck finding him even.
Yeah, I mean, I think the last rumour was he was in Melbourne, so...
What about, is it the bloke she's dating, is it ASAP Rocky? ASAP Rocky, isn't he in legal trouble though?
Could be.
I don't know.
Be in a little bit of legal trouble. Also, what if the baby features? That would be cool because we haven't seen any new photos of the baby yet either.
First time on stage.
Calvin Harris could be my pick because she and Calvin Harris have released a lot of music together in the past. Also, is she going to do a little like Janet Jackson-esque stunt?
Do you reckon?
Well, she's breastfeeding, so maybe not.
Maybe not. Not on purpose anyway.
Yeah, maybe not. Not on purpose.
UFM. This is Tyler and Crevo. And this is UFM at breakfast. At breakfast.
Now, Crevo, the last couple of days, late last week and early this week, we have been giving you the chance to win the Ultimate Event Cinema's Valentine's Day package. It includes two gold-class tickets to a movie of your choice, plus the ultimate date night food and beverage package.
How good.
All packaged up in a lovely box with some other goodies as well, valued at over $250. So we want to give that away right now.
Let's do it.
Last week, we wanted to ask you... What the kids had purchased online and how much they'd spent.
That's right, because everyone's got access to phones now and the kids can just jump on their credit cards in and things can go haywire.
We had Jen from Warners Bay call in.
So my daughter was given an iPhone for her Christmas present about 4 years ago and her dad set up her Apple ID with his credit card but forgot to disable it after he'd finished.
Oh, no.
And a month later, he got a bill for $1,800 on his credit card statement, and he rang me and asked if it was me. And we finally worked out that it was our daughter who was buying Farmyard Friends, playing Farmyard Friends, and she was the richest Farmyard kid on the block.
Oh, my God.
Well, for that, Jen, you are now, I mean, the richest person going to event cinemas on Valentine's Day. Well done to you.
Congratulations indeed.
Now, up next, Crevo, we want to talk about some obscure things we've seen around town.
Yeah, exactly. Local stuff you've seen in people's yards, a bit random, after I spotted one in Sandgate that needs to be heard about to be believed. Waking up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo.
Hope you had your pen and paper out for that one. Because that was another cash track. So if you got it, you are $105 richer.
It could be any time. That's why you got to be alert at all times and listening to New FM at all times.
All of the time.
Tyler, I want to talk about something near Sandgate here.
Yeah.
Right? It's just past the railway station, as if you're going from where we are, like near the cemetery.
Where we are here at the Sandgate Bunker.
Yeah, exactly.
Towards Shorty.
Yeah, if you go past the train station.
Yep.
And it's just one of the houses near there. In the backyard, there is a full-size, full-scale commercial water slide.
What, like one you'd see at like Wet n' Wild? Or at like a hotel pool?
More like at... like an old school one that would be at like a Mayfield pool or something like
that.
Yeah. You know, like two-story.
Wow.
At fiberglass.
Just in someone's backyard.
But I don't think it's even connected to a pool. Like, I'm not even sure. You can't see the backyard, but it looks like it's in a bit of disrepair.
I wonder what they're doing with that.
I have so many questions. Where did it come from? How did they get their hands on it?
How'd they get it in the backyard?
It'd have to be either put there before the house was built or taken in with a crane.
Dropped in by a crane.
Or helicopter.
One of
them. I'm so curious about what's going on in that backyard.
There's one for me that I'm really curious about as well. I'm going to say it's kind of like near Warragul. You know how on Toronto Road you kind of cross the bridge at Spears Point?
Yeah.
And you're kind of on that main drag. There's one house there that is full of boats. And it's like one of those big long yards where they've got a really long front yard.
Yeah.
Front yard covered in boats.
Like how many boats?
I'm saying dozens. Tinnies. Galore.
Like all different boats as well, bigger, smaller?
I think so. Some are covered, some are not. Everywhere. Maybe even toy boats as well.
Boats galore. There's another one, right? Over near Boolaroo, near the high school.
Yeah.
I don't know what street it is, but I've just driven past it maybe twice and you always go, whoa, what's going on? It is full, full of statues. Every type. Animals, gnomes, like gorillas, all sorts of, like, ladies holding up a, what do you call it? Like a water fountain. All that
like sort of... Like a rip-off Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, there's probably, like, 150, maybe more statues.
4967 4105. What house or yard around town are you curious about? We've just rattled off heaps. Is there any others that you've seen around town that you're thinking, what the hell? You're left scratching your head.
When you go past it, you go, what's going on with that yard?
Yeah. Fill us in on 4967 4105. Of course, every caller that gets to air will go in the draw for four people to win this Friday, Newcastle Mile at Newcastle Paceway. It includes Newcastle Mile food and beverage package with a two-course meal at Pacer's restaurant overlooking the track with wine, beer, soft drink, and a free race book as well. So,
oh, my God. That is an amazing prize.
It's pretty cool. Hey, we'll draw that at the end of the week. So, if that's a big prize.
4967 4105. Just tell us which Newcastle yard are you curious about? You're waking up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo. We're talking about those unusual yards that you might be curious, or houses that have weird stuff going on. First one I spotted was just nearby here at Sandgate. Somebody has a full-scale, like, industrial water slide in their backyard.
That's so wild. There's one that I've seen near Boorigal, like Spears Point Way, big, long front yard. Full of boats.
The boathouse.
The boathouse is what I call it. Full of tinnies.
That's crazy. And there's also one near Fassifern. It's just near the Christian College. I forget what street it is, but I drive past it if I ever go out that way.
Yeah.
And the whole house is like covered in stucco concrete. And he's like carved. It looks like logs and all sorts of weird stuff is carved into the walls of the house.
Yeah, that's weird.
I just want to know what the story is. These are like the local legend houses of our region.
We are asking on 4967 4105, what house or yard around town are you curious about? We've got Richard in Toronto. Hey, Richard.
How you going?
Good, mate. Now tell us, what house are you curious about around town?
There's one out of Currumbong. There's a huge... gingerbread man, big blow up gingerbread man with a whole lot of other decorations around. But
in the front yard?
It was huge, like in the house.
Oh my God.
That's
so bizarre.
And you would think like a gingerbread man, like a Christmas decoration that they haven't bothered to take down? I'm confused.
Yeah, it's a Christmas decoration. I called it the BFG.
The big friendly gingerbread man. Fair enough. Look, they're everywhere. They're in and amongst things.
Now, one for me, Crevo, it's very nostalgic for me. We used to come up to Newcastle, growing up in Goulburn, we used to come to Newcastle every Christmas and go camping out at Stocco. And on the way, of course, we'd want to drive past the Knight's House, just up the road from us here at the Sandgate Bunker, the blue and red house. Sometimes, if we didn't get past it on our travels to our holiday, we'd make it a family outing.
Really?
Righto, kids, get in the car. We're going to go drive past the Knight's House.
We're going to have a look at it.
Yep.
Exactly. Oh, well, that's done and dusted for today.
Keep listening right across the day. A new FM cash try could pop up at any time, and that's going to make you $105 richer. Joel will ask you to call this afternoon and ask you to rattle off all of the songs that you've listed, and you could be... I mean, up to, like, a couple hundred bucks richer.
Well, yeah, we gave away over 500 twice last week.
Yep.
So that could be you. Remember, title and artist, even all those little feature artists.
You need them.
You got to get them in there. Have a great Monday, everyone. We'll catch you tomorrow.
See ya.
I've been listening to your show on the radio.
You've been listening to Tyler and Crevo, the Novos.
Would you like some more?
Head over to Spotify,
Apple Podcasts,
or newfm.com.au to get more now.